This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Chris Herndon joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
It's Walk On by Neil Young. He turned 80 yesterday. I missed that yesterday, but I can't let the week go by without recognizing Neil. Might be my all-time fave. Walk On, pretty good song for an NBA season. But, you know, just keeps motoring along even when it's going poorly.
So yesterday you said that, you know, the Grizzlies are playing another mediocre to bad team, so we'll maybe learn if they're mediocre to bad or they're just bad. I'm paraphrasing. It was certainly more of a thumb on the scale of the bad column last night.
Yeah, they're pretty bad right now. Now, I didn't know John Morant wasn't going
right,
to play.
Exactly.
And I thought maybe Zach Edey might play. And so, you know, I was conceiving that game as a potential Zach Edey return game with John Morant on the floor, which is a team that would look different, you would hope. You didn't get either of those things. Even accounting for that, I mean, you're starting Vince Williams at point guard. You have four point guards on your roster, and they're all hurt. And so I've been very pleased generally with what Vince has done since he's come back, but he should be starting at point guard for you. That's a bad place for a team to be. And then I thought that was just a really disappointing Jaren game in particular. I mean, given the front court that Boston has
and given
just the team defense, there's been so much focus on the offense and the system and the shooting and the usage and all of this. And like the defense, to me, there's more reason for the offense to be bad right now when you consider who's out.
Right.
But the who's out shouldn't be impacting the defense as much. A little bit with Edey, but like Ty Jerome being out is not hurting the defense. And so I think the defense in particular has really been an issue. And Jaren's lack of defensive impact, which I wrote about on Monday, I think has been particularly glaring these last couple games.
Yeah, so it's interesting. Like defensively, if you got Vince out there too, you've got Jalen Wells, who's supposed to be good defensively. KCP obviously leaves injured, but he's supposed to be good defensively. Cedric Coward is certainly athletic. And you got a defensive player of the year. They shouldn't be this bad defensively, should they?
Not at all. And to me, that's the last couple of games, that's what's really jumped out to me. I mean, the turnovers killed them against New York. The bad shooting once again came back. You know, the bad shooting they've had for a lot of the season, which they'd sort of gotten over, and against Oklahoma City and New York, came back in a big way against Boston. And so you have these glaring problems on offense in both games. But also, like, there's just too many open threes, too many barely, if at all, contested layups. It's just the defense. It's just not the energy and the cohesion. It's just not there on the defensive end right now.
Fire Ryan Saunders. I'm just kidding. He's not European.
It's a weird thing because we're not privy.
Right.
You know, sort of the buck stops here kind of thing. Like Zach Kleiman has a staff too, and we don't know, like, you know, what front office person recommended this player or this signing or this trade. I mean, he's the decision maker. So everyone just, you know, when they talk about Zach Kleiman, they're talking about a whole front office, but he's the front person for that. It's the same thing with the coaching staff. I mean, we know that Ryan Saunders is the lead assistant. We know he was brought in to quote unquote run the defense, but we're not in the practices. So like, what do we know? Right. So the buck stops with Tomas Isolo.
Yes.
And it has to. And it has to. I'm just
right.
And what's interesting, of course, is that last night was a night when Isolo was pretty hard on the team. He had a bitter pill to swallow. We're not competitive. Whatever. I've quoted the words earlier, but he was pretty. He was pretty tough on the team, not playing to our identity, all of that stuff. The problem with this, of course, is that it's the coach's job to, hey, what is the identity? That is the first question that I asked. It's to be organized, Chris, and to play fast. That's their identity. Right. But then also, like, in the end, this is the problem. It is the job of the coach to get them to play to their identity, whatever it is, to A, set the identity and get them to play. So if they're not doing it, that's a failure, like, right? I mean...
Yeah, no, I mean, the first, we talk about buy-in is the word we like to use, and that's I use it too. It's kind of a hard thing because it's a little presumptuous, right? Like, you can't get in somebody's head, but you can see, like, the cohesion, right? The cohesion, the togetherness, the consistent focus, all of that, and it's not there consistently. It's there in flashes, right? They have good flashes of that, but it's not there consistently, and you can see, like, you know, amid struggle, the defense just kind of, like, you know, fall apart a little bit, and that does have to start with the coach.
They're obviously not firing Isolo, you know, next week or the next week or the next week. Can you imagine a scenario where they do this year?
Well, sure. I mean, if you get deep enough into a season and things are off the rails and you've seen enough evidence that, you know, you conclude, like, you know, this guy's not going to have it, then sure you can see that scenario. But I don't think, I know, like, the team has played badly enough that there's a lot of, people get dramatic, you know, and
yes,
then they
100%.
Want dramatic things
they
to happen.
They want something fixed, yeah, some lose their head.
And like, nothing, we could always be surprised, but I don't think anything dramatic is going to happen when you're talking about firings or trades or any of that kind of stuff. I think there's very, very, very little reason to think anything dramatic like that will happen for at least another month, probably more than that. But I think at minimum another month. Yeah. I think for the next month, the games are going to keep coming and they're going to keep playing the games and they're going to hope to get healthier and hope to get better and keep plugging along and see if they can get themselves together. And if a month from now they have not gotten themselves together any better than they are now, then I think some hard decisions are probably going to have to start being made, you know, higher up. But I think we're at least a month away from it. I would guess.
And it so happens, we'll have a greater sample size, but we'll also have a greater sample size with a better roster, right? With a roster that more replicates the roster that they intended to have. It is interesting though, like what we saw last night. That's very similar to what happened, like when Taylor Jenkins finally got fired. Right, I mean, it's
that was in like the fifth month of the season and the sixteenth
year. Right? Yeah.
Right?
No. Yeah. I know. Yeah.
So a different situation.
But actually, that wasn't my point. Now it should get him fired. My point was that ailment is continued. Like whatever that they haven't really fixed that. Like it, and it's a slightly different cast. But it's some of this, you know, it's not a completely different cast. It, like whatever happened when they collapsed at the end of the year is sort of continuing.
Yeah, no, there are. I mean, I've said since the Bain trade happened, right? I mean, they said, you know, we're reshaping the roster around John Jarrett, and I believe that was the intent. But it was clear that there were bigger decisions to be made over the course of this season, and we're early in the season, but we're in the course of it, and evidence is accumulating.
Right,
and they have decisions to be made about, you know, whether they think it makes sense to roll with both John Morant and Jaren Jackson as highly paid core players going forward. And over the course of the season, they'll have to evaluate, like, you know, is this Isolo thing going to work out or not? And I think those things, while they are not necessarily related because that coach is coaching those players, I think they are separate evaluations ultimately.
Looks like Cedric Coward may be starting now. KCP gets
hurt.
Yeah,
we'll see about the KCP. You know, when the KCP injury happened, one of my first thought was like, are we going to roll out Saturday with John Morant, Jalen Wells, Cedric Coward, Jaren Jackson, Zach Edey? Like, is that going to be the starting lineup on Saturday? And it might be, but like KCP might be back.
Right.
And I don't know if even if Edey plays, I don't know. He will start in short order. I don't know if he'll start the first game back.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah. And once again, he didn't shoot well. Cedric Carr didn't shoot well. There's a piece over at ESPN today. I don't know who Zach Cram is, I'll be honest. I guess he does draft stuff.
He used to be with the Ringer. He's like one of their – he's a Kevin Peltney, like, you know, analysis stats guy. But he used to be at the Ringer, and he's new at ESPN this year.
Ranking rookies, and he was not number three, not number two, but he was number one. Cedric Howard was. So that's nice in the midst of all this.
It is.
All right. Okay. Another question, Chris. I think it's the Zach Harper email that you and I agree is sort of a little slapdash that comes. Well, I said it's a little slapdash.
Yeah, I don't. I've read it a couple times, and right. I cast aspersions on the writer.
I know. No. He's fighting. Whatever. It's. But he asked the question whether the Luka trade was the worst of all time. Okay, and that's a lot. All time is a lot. But here's some other trades that he puts up there, and I just discuss the Luka. How do you? So, for example, others that he would rank up there would be Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Gallinari, five firsts and two pick swaps for Paul George. There was that one. And then some others for your consideration, Robert Parrish. This is a famous one. Robert Parrish, right. And the third pick to Boston for the first and third for the 1980 first and 13th. The Warriors took Joe Barry Carroll. And the Celtics picked McHale. So they got McHale and Parrish for Joe Barry Carroll, essentially. Then there's this one. Brooklyn, Chris Humphreys, Keith Bogans, Gerald Wallace, Chris Joseph, Marshawn Brooks, three firsts and a pick swap to Boston for Garnett, Pierce, Jason Terry, and DJ White. What do you think? All disastrous, but different. What do you think?
Well, there's a difference between trades that don't work out in the long run,
yep,
and trades that are questionable on the front end.
Yep.
And what I would say is that those other three trades, nobody thought there'd been a hack when they were reported. No one thought it was a mistake. No one checked their calendar to see it's an April 1st. Like, none of those things happened. When the Luka trade happened, everyone, myself included, I remember laying in bed looking at my phone and thinking immediately, thousands, tens of thousands of other people, my first thought was, Shams got hot.
I do think that is a fine distinction to put on that. You're exactly right. Well, and particularly, like, it just was the stupidest trade ever. I just can't get my mind around it. And they're going
to
be...
There's a 25-year-old lead guard who has just taken you to the NBA finals.
Just taken you to the finals. You're looking, and now you're going to be living with this for a decade. And it was for about, I guess, fitness for a guy who they call street clothes. I mean, just the craziest thing ever.
I guess I'm glad for Mavs fans because they are at no fault in any of this. But organizationally, like, it's kind of a bummer that they got Cooper Flagg. Imagine if they had ended up with Thomas Sorber out of that draft, you know, in the late lottery, where they would be.
All right, well, let's look at some of the others real quick, because
Joe Barry, nobody knew Joe Barry Carroll was going to be like, you know, a guy who got called Joe Barry Careless or whatever.
It's Joe Barely Cares.
Joe Barely Cares.
Okay, here's the thing, though, because I actually ask you this question. Is it fair to judge... In other words, is it fair? I've disagreed with some people about this. Is that in the end, your job is to be right about Joe Barely Cares or Joe Barry Carroll as opposed to Kevin McHale? It's not even what consensus was or whatever. Like, your job is to get that right. And so it's fair for me to judge it in retrospect, not just what I thought at the time.
Yeah, but when you're comparing things, you got four trades that didn't work out.
Right.
They all didn't work out. You got four that didn't work out and one that everyone knew in the front end was not going to work out.
Okay, we're declaring that one the winner. I actually think the one that is maybe the most defensible of this, the Clippers trade, if you are getting Paul George and...
People didn't know. Nobody knew SGA was going to be this.
And you are told that you are told by Kawhi that you have to get Paul George or I'm not coming. And Kawhi has just carried another team to a title. Now, the argument would be, if the Grizzlies should have known how good Mark was when they drafted Hashim, shouldn't they have known how good SGA was?
Yeah, I mean, I think I like SGA, but I don't think anyone... Sometimes players take leaps that you can't reasonably be expected to see them taking, and I think this is one of those.
What did you think of the Brooklyn Celtics one when it happened? The Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce. Do you recall? Like, was that a, oh my God, what are you doing going in for a bunch of old dudes?
I mean, I was in the back for Kevin Garnett, and so I would never cast versions on Kevin Garnett that way. But I think part of that was the idea that that owner was just going to do whatever it took, you know, to win. He was going to be, you know, the guy who just going to be the George Steinbrenner or whatever of the.
Right.
The NBA, and like he was going to do whatever. And, you know, a lot of times that doesn't work out. We're seeing that in Phoenix. But also, like, he sort of stopped being that, you know, pretty quickly once things right. didn't work out. So, I mean, that was obviously a risky deal, but I thought that team would be a lot better immediately than they were, sure.
Honorable mention, James Harden, Cole Aldrich, Lazar Hayward, and Daquan Cook to Houston. This was the James Harden deal when Oklahoma dealt him. Oklahoma City for Kevin Martin, yeah. Jeremy Lamb. Was he I don't think people knew he wasn't going to be good yet. Two firsts. That became Steven Adams and Mitch McGarry and a second. What do you think of that one?
I don't know. The one that was coming to mind for me was the Charles Barkley.
Oh, what was that
Charles
one?
Barkley from Philly to Phoenix, and they got like nothing in return. Tim Perry. And like they had like some just three nobody rotation players, and then Barkley, you know, they went to the finals again with Phoenix. That's the one that jumps out to me.
You think the Marcus Smart trade is the Grizzlies' worst trade of all time?
Well, in terms of how things were reacting to in the moment, a lot of people thought the Powell thing. I thought people were wrong about that on the front end a little bit.
No, but I'm judged the way I think it's fair to judge in retrospect. Like, again, I didn't think the Marcus Smart thing was a disaster.
Whatever the right answer is, it's probably escaping me. But I think surely they've done worse than the Marcus Smart trade. Now, their worst moves have not been trades, right? Their worst moves were the teams to be draft pick 100%. And the Chandler Parsons signing. Those were the worst moves.
Yep.
And so maybe it's the Smart deal, but like the Smart deal, as bad as it was, like two picks. One of those was pick number 23, which was ended up being Marcus Sasser or whatever.
Right.
And he gave up Tyus Jones, who frankly has done nothing.
Right. No, you're right. This. It wasn't that bad.
It was a missed opportunity. It was a missed opportunity cost of not trading for something better than Marcus Smart. But you actually didn't give up all that much, really.
And then some coaching hire, like Evernoni coaching hire. But that's one that everyone thought he was the right guy, too. You know, like that's one that at the time was wildly popular. Fizdale, for that matter. Although he got you to a playoff, you know, but it took a while.
I mean, the Justice Winslow trade was bad, but again, they didn't actually give up that much. They didn't even give up a first round pick.
That was just a swing. That was opportunity cost. Yeah. I don't rip him for that one. All right. Appreciate it, Chris. Thanks very much.
All right, thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. That's the fundamental question. Am I allowed? I did not rip the Marcus Smart trade when it happened, okay? And I think that's right, by the way, that if that is the worst thing you've done, the worst trade you've
made,
that's pretty good. Like, that's not a bad trade. I mean, it is a bad trade, but it's not disastrously
That's
bad,
not popping right? up on many lists.
Yeah, it's not popping up on anyone's list. Am I allowed to judge Zach Kleiman by that stupid trade, right, when I didn't say it at the time?
My gut says no.
I disagree completely.
Okay, go on. Context changes? Like you're holding someone responsible for they should have known. They had more information.
You are on more solid ground if you and the rest of the world knew this was stupid when it happened, right? So, like, the people who were screaming, don't draft Hashim Thabeet, have more solid ground, right, to criticize the selection of Hashim Thabeet, right? When everyone knew it was stupid, but I still think, in the end, your job as a GM, which I will grade you on, is to be right. And if you are wrong, even if I also was wrong, I get to, when I'm grading how you did, I'm not, let's be honest, I'm not hired to make that pick. I don't have all the information. Again, I'm not in the meetings. I'm not. And so his job, again, if I were telling you at the beginning that was stupid, and by the way, there were some people who said Marcus
Smart. I didn't love it because I was worried.
Marcus Smart's already over the hill.
Well, and
right.
I just don't.
You've got more solid ground. But my point is that And I say this about draft picks. Like, it's the same thing with my financial advisor. If I have a financial advisor, which I really don't, I probably should. But if I had a financial advisor, what I'm going to grade him on is not whether we think the same thing or what we think when he decides to buy Apple.
Sure.
It's I'm going to see 5 years later if he did the right thing. And that's how I'm going to judge him, because that's why I'm paying him. And that's true whether I would have bought Apple or not.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the whole point is, like, in the end, like, you're judging his performance. And
in the end, I'm judging the performance. And performance is it's a performance business. And I can, and the only way to actually judge the performance is in retrospect.
Yeah, I mean.
But it is funny how it works, because.
I mean, one thing, like. That we always do the whole Nico with the Luka thing, which is obviously like going to be the first paragraph.
That's exactly right. The only trade that we thought was a hack.
But I mean, don't forget, Nico was also the one that let Brunson walk.
He was also the one that let Brunson walk. There's 100% that's true too. Oh no, yes. Can you think of any other trade ever that you thought of was a hack?
No, because I remember we were trying to go through in real time. We were trying to say, like, what else would even fall into the same category, and we were willing to say
people
other
people went the Herschel trade.
But the thing is, the Herschel trade at least made sense. Yeah. Like, for the Vikings,
understand what they were doing,
right?
Here, you had to ginny up secret reasons because there was no actual reasons.
The only thing that you could come to the conclusion was, like, the league orchestrated this.
Or they didn't want to pay him because they knew more than you did about his health.
Right.
They knew more about him. And it turns out they did not.
No, they just
they were more
it was
arrogant
just as
and
dumb.
More jackasses about his health.
Yeah.
But, ugh. All right. We're going to play Right of the Right Trivia coming up next. Oh, we have details, Jeffrey. What are we giving away? What are
yes,
we giving away?
Jeff, so we have market? A clarification because I was confused because, like, I'm pretty sure the holiday market's over. We have tickets to Holiday Wonders at the Garden. It's a great family.
At the Botanic Garden.
At the Memphis Botanic Garden. It will be November 28th through December 30th. Family friendly. It's got all the lights. You can step into the world of twinkling lights, cozy moments, and holiday magic at Holiday Wonders at the Garden. From November 28th through December 30th, the Botanic Garden transforms into a winter wonderland with glowing trails, themed evenings, and plenty of festival fun for all ages.
Sounds like a nice holiday thing to do with your family.
Whether you're looking for a family outing, a romantic date night, or a night out with friends, every visit promises merry memories waiting around every corner.
All right, we'll do that next. 445-0929 is the phone number. 445-0929. We will take, what do you think, Jeffrey? You have a number for me? What are you thinking here?
Two.
Call our number two. 445-0929. If you want to play Right Then and Right Trivia and win tickets to this festive event at the Botanic Garden. We'll be joined by Kevin Cerrito. When we return, it's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help. You save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Joined now by Kevin Cerrito. Kevin Cerrito is, of course, the czar of fun and games and joins us every Thursday as we play Right and Then Right Trivia. Kevin, how are you?
Hey, how are you doing? The holiday season's getting closer and closer. We might already be there. I don't know. Are we in the holiday season?
Jeffrey, ruling? You want a ruling?
I'm a Thanksgiving guy, so I'm always going to rule no, but I understand I'm outnumbered.
You said holiday season, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Say Christmas.
Thanksgiving's a holiday.
Yeah.
Part of the season.
To me,
it feels like we're bearing down on the holiday.
I just always feel like holiday became like a replacement for we can't say the Christmas season, and so I was always
it's not the Christmas season yet. That is 100% not true. Although I did go to Costco,
that's been up since October.
That has been up since October. But anyway,
some people are getting a start on their holiday shopping. If you got it done already,
that's not the way we approach it here on the Jeff Calkins Show. But I aspire to be.
We do have an identity on that.
My identity is to be an early Christmas shopper and to get my Christmas shopping done early. There's no evidence that's my actual identity, but. If we're going to say the Grizzlies' identity is to play fast and hard and organized, I can say my identity is to get my shopping done early. So there.
Anyway. Well, there you go. Well, we're going to give folks a chance to win some Christmas gifts at IKEA. We're coming back to IKEA for a special bingo night on the Monday before Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving week, Black Friday week, we will be that Monday playing some bingo at IKEA. It is free to play, but you got to sign up. So go to the Memphis IKEA website. We'll have the links up at CerritoEntertainment.com today as well, where you can sign up. You need to sign up before it fills up. It always is packed up there for IKEA bingo. We have a new earlier start time. We'll be starting at 5:30 on Monday, November 24th in the front bistro there at IKEA, which they've got their holiday decorations everywhere. We're going to have a lot of fun. So win some Christmas gifts or win some stuff for yourself. IKEA bingo. Excited to be back there for a special event on November 24th. But who we got playing today, Jeffrey? What we got?
Kevin, let's welcome David in Cordova to the program.
David, how are you? Are you in the Christmas spirit, David?
I'm in the Thanksgiving spirit there.
Oh, it's you. It's you.
It's me.
It's you.
I'm much like my opponent. I'm a big fan of eating and watching football and getting fat.
Well, David, I'm going to turn things over and to Kevin. Best of luck.
This is Right or Than Right Trivia. You're trying to get more right than Jeffrey in order to win. You're going to have the choice of two categories. Whichever one you don't choose will go to Jeffrey, and he can steal from you one time and vice versa as we get all the way through till the end of the game. But the game is going to get started right now with this awesome intro.
Show.
All right, we're going to start with either current events or history today. Current events or history?
History.
History. All right. Name one, just one, of the four U.S. presidents who served in the 1920s. So over 100 years ago.
Who served in the 1920s?
Yeah, there were four presidents that served during the 1920s. Name one of them.
Oh, good Lord. This is wrong, but I'm going to guess. William Henry Harrison?
No, he was in the previous century.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm done.
That's all right.
Jeffrey, you have a steal. Do you want to use it?
All right. I need a clarification. Served during the 20s, correct? That's not president. Had to be elected?
Served in the 1920s.
All right. Then Woodrow Wilson.
Woodrow Wilson is correct.
So who was it? It was Harding, Wilson, Hoover. Who else?
And Coolidge.
Yeah. Silent Cal. Okay. It's 1-0, and Jeffrey has control of the board.
Jeffrey has stolen already. Current events. Jeffrey, what fast food chain brought back Cine Minis nationwide after being discontinued for about 13 years?
Cine Minis. Oh, God. I used to eat these, so I'm... God, I'm torn.
You have not eaten them since they've been back here.
Yeah.
So it's been 13 years. Where did you go 13 years ago?
We used to get them a lot. My kids would get them.
All right, I think I'm going to say Chick-fil-A.
The Cine Minis are not back at Chick-fil-A. That is incorrect.
God,
we have a steal.
I know. God.
David, you want to steal, David?
I like to attempt to steal.
All right, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Burger King.
I think it was right.
Burger King,
right.
Oh my God.
I think it was right. Burger King nailed it. 1-1.
Yes.
We got
cinnamon. Like, what was the cinnamon pull
Cine
part?
Minis.
What was the thing at Chick-fil-A?
They were
it was like
delicious. You had the little frosting thing. It was so good. Anyway, it's 1-1, and
I'm never
going to
forget that.
And David has control of the board.
You want U.S. geography or world geography?
World geography.
World geography. Despite the age requirement of 10. For a climbing permit, a 7-year-old became the youngest person to reach the summit of what dormant volcano in Tanzania back in January of 2008?
Tanzania.
Yes, so we're looking for the dormant volcano in Tanzania where the youngest
you're
person
on this one. I'm stuck at Burger King.
To reach the summit.
I'm never going to forget that.
Jeffrey's
this is worse than Honda Passport.
Jeffrey's best beating himself up over the Cine Minis.
I'm pretty sure it's wrong, but Kilimanjaro, which is, I think, in Ethiopia.
You got it correct. Mount Kilimanjaro
nailed
is
it.
The correct answer.
Really? Wow.
Yes.
Yeah, Kilimanjaro, 2-1. Those Cine Minis are going to bite you in the ass.
God.
If Cine Minis could do that. It's 2-1. Jeffrey
fill
is,
up your ass.
The problem is that Jeffrey is like he's in the dumps now. He's distraught. Can he pick himself
not moving
up
to
off
next
the
play.
Floor? Yeah, you got to be like Ryan. Pretend Ryan Silverfield's coaching you and get your pick yourself
so
up.
So lose
and make
a big game.
Comeback. No, don't say that. To hang in there till the end. Fight till the bitter end. Go ahead.
All right. Featured in the book The Grapes of Wrath, what U.S. highway extends from Chicago to Los Angeles?
Is it Route 66?
Is that your answer?
Yeah, I'm going to say Route 66.
He's going to say Route 66.
All right, we will accept that. That is the correct answer, and we're tied up.
Tied up at 2-2. On Route 66, you could stop at a Burger King and get Cine Minis if you're so inclined.
Yeah, you're really moving on, too.
2-2. Over to David.
Movies or television?
Movies.
Movies. What was the name of the hairless cat owned by Dr. Evil in the Austin Powers movies?
Jesus.
Lord and
Jesus was not the name of the cat.
You're probably not right. I think that was an exclamation, not a...
I don't know. Miss Kitty?
Miss Kitty.
That is incorrect. Jeffrey, you already stolen. Do you know this one?
It's Mr. Bigglesworth.
Yes, Mr. Bigglesworth. The correct answer.
No credit
answer.
For that one. Still 2-2.
Jeffrey gets television. Adam Scott and Ken Marino play aspiring actors who work for a catering company in what comedy series?
Oh, God. What was the name of that one? I think it was on Showtime.
Definitely on pay cable, if that's still a thing.
Party Down.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Party Down takes the lead, 3-2. Back to Dan.
Science or songs? Songs. What song was a hit for both Peter Frampton and the band Big Mountain?
He's getting a lot of mountain questions. I'm sorry, what'd you say?
Baby, I love your way.
That is correct. Yes, Baby, Nailed I Love Your it. Way is the correct answer.
You got Kilimanjaro and Big Mountain. There's a theme here, and it's tied up at 3.
Science.
Science. Myopia is a medical condition commonly known as what? I will spell it for you, Jeffrey. M-Y-O-P-I-A. Myopia. It's a medical condition commonly known as what?
Blindness?
It's not going to be blindness.
It's not going to be blindness. That is true. It's not blind.
It's not going to be blind. Is that your answer?
That
was his answer.
Yeah. That was his answer.
Okay, blindness is not true. There's no steel available. Is it nearsightedness? What is it? Farsightedness?
It is nearsightedness. Yeah.
I knew
it was
something with the eye.
And you knew that cinnamonies were a fast food.
Yeah.
It's tied. Oh my God! It's tied heading into our overtime. Heading into our final round.
What's the category?
Is it 3-all or 4-all?
Slogans is the category. Slogans.
3-all or 4-all? Let me. What's this?
3-all.
David, how many of your 3 points do you want to wager?
I'm all in, bud.
He's all in. Jeffrey's wagering too. So if you get this, David, you are going to win. Here we go.
All right. Do you want A or B?
B.
B. What repetitive speed-inspired slogan did Mazda begin using in 2000 before adopting the more lame slogan of move and be moved?
Repeat that, please.
Sure. What repetitive speed-inspired slogan did Mazda begin using in 2000 before adopting the more lame slogan of move and be moved?
Jesus.
Mazda slogan in 2000, repetitive slogan.
Sounds more like a laxative slogan.
This is not good because I know this one, I think.
Move and be moved would be good for X-Lax, though. You know,
yeah.
Really.
Yes.
For fast, effective relief.
Run, run, run. I don't know.
Well, you want to take a shot? I'm sorry, David. What'd you say?
Run.
He's going run, run, run.
That is repetitive. That is not correct.
Jeffrey,
what do you think it is,
take a shot?
Okay, so I think it's – I can't remember if it's zoom, zoom or vroom, vroom. I'm going to say zoom, zoom.
Zoom, 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 zoom,
zoom, zoom. That is correct. Zoom. Yeah. Got zoom, zoom, zoom. And you're going to win because he cost himself 3 points. Even if you miss.
Cinnamonies don't count.
Even if you miss, you still win 1-0. You'll have to live with the disgrace of getting the cinnamonies. You're going to have to explain that to your.
I mean, I'm telling you, this is worse than
friends
passport.
And family. let's give him.
Ask what the other question was.
Yeah, we're getting it. Yeah. We always play to the echo of the whistle. Let's go. Let's keep going.
No worries.
All right, the Fabric of Our Lives was a campaign used to promote what fabric?
I know it.
You know it? You know it. Don't guess it yet. Let's see if Jeffrey can get it.
I mean, the only thing I can think of is cotton. So I'll say cotton.
Cotton is correct. Cotton
nailed it. Look at that. 5-0. It was closer than that, though. That's what it's going to look like on the scoreboard. Are you going to give David the prize?
Yes, absolutely. David, I've got your information. Congratulations.
Thanks, David.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Widespread Plumbing, by the way, is the name of his, name of his plumbing company. If you're interested in, Widespread Plumbing is the name of the, yeah, exactly right. Kevin, where can people figure out where you and your many, many hosts will be?
I'm going to be heading to Burger King here in just a few minutes, probably. But tonight, CerritoEntertainment.com. Find out we always play free music bingo, free trivia somewhere in Memphis almost every night. So go check the schedule in Memphis and in DeSoto County, including our newest. And we're at Huey's Olive Branch now on Monday. So if any Olive Branch listeners out there, make sure you come check us out at Olive Branch this coming Monday for some free music bingo. But IKEA bingo is back on the 24th. Make sure you sign up on IKEA's website to play.
All right. Thanks very much. We're going to take a break. Back in a moment, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
A couple things. My friend David Williams is going to be reading from his new novel at Burke's Books tonight, 5:30. I'll be there. If you're looking for a good book to get people for Christmas. Also, though, the Robert Irwin Jewelers give gifts and get gifts has begun now through Saturday. That is this Saturday, the 15th. You spend $19.99 or more at our Robert Irwin Jewelers, and you get a free Yeti Roadie 24 hard cooler. Or you take an additional 10% off already on sale diamond pendants and necklaces. Just talk to Kevin Cerrito about whether you get your shopping done early. Here's an incentive to get it early because this only goes through Saturday. And I've told you, really one of the more successful Christmases I've ever gotten was walking into Robert Irwin Jewelers last year and getting Claire diamond earrings. And you can do the same. You can go get something stunning, and then you either get the Yeti cooler or you get an additional 10% off already on sale diamond pendants and necklaces. It's Robert Irwin Jewelers. Think about it. Go there for the holiday season. You can go to Bartlett, that's near the Kroger in Bartlett. South Haven's at the corner of Airways and Goodman. The RIJ Diamond Showroom, that's the one that I go to across from Novel near Laurelwood. We do have news from the world of college football where Mac Rhodes, who's the AD at Baylor and is the head of the chairperson of the selection college football playoff selection committee, has stepped down.
Indeed, Jeff. I'm seeing this from ESPN. CFP Executive Director Rich Clark told ESPN Thursday that Rhodes will, quote, step down from his role with the committee at this time for personal reasons.
He was known to have on the sideline of a game.
Yep.
He went up to a player,
Michael Trigg,
got into the player for wearing the wrong color undershirt under his jersey.
Yes.
A gold one as opposed to what everyone else was wearing. And evidently people complained, and I haven't seen video of the incident, but it was enough to get him to resign this gig.
Yes.
Not resign as AD, but resign as...
Baylor also told ESPN's Adam Rittenberg that the university received allegations involving Rhodes on Monday. The allegations do not involve Title IX, student welfare, or NCAA rules, and do not involve the football program, indicating it is a separate incident from Rhodes' alleged altercation with a football player during a September game.
All right, and separately, by the way, I didn't see this till just now. John Hollinger has written about teams in the West that may be panicking in the Western Conference, and sure enough, included on the list is the Grizzlies. So that's not good. But here's what he has to say about the Grizzlies. Basically, he talks about how awful Morant has been. Right?
Yeah.
He said the good news is that when they decided to trade Desmond Bane, it was because they acknowledged that they couldn't build around this core. They weren't good enough. That's the good news. They made that right decision. The bad news is Morant is not good enough. And he goes on about how awful he's been, and he's been awful. Then he says the following. It's not clear how the Grizzlies should navigate this. Trading Morant seems like an obvious option, but who wants to commit to paying him the max through 28? Would the Grizzlies be willing to take back pennies on the dollar just to be rid of him? All signs point to this dragging out even longer, even if it ends in the Ben Simmons zone. The summer 2025 reset still can end up as a full-on rebuild. In particular, Memphis could likely net a big return if it ever dangled Jaren Jackson Jr. on the trade market. Bigger picture, Memphis is 4-9 and ranked in the bottom 10 in both offense and defense. The Grizzlies aren't really set up for a frenzy of trading until the summer, as virtually every player has at least two seasons left on his deal, but circumstances might force them to act sooner. Getting some of the injured players back in the lineup should help, particularly Zach Edey, Ty Jerome, Scottie Pippen Jr. But if Morant remains terrible, nothing else will matter much. Any objections to that, Jeffrey?
Nope. I'd say that's kind of
spot on
what everyone's kind of going through.
All right. What's coming up next on 92.9?
Jeff, here's what's coming next on Jason and John. Drew Hill and Bennett Doyle will join their program today. Eric Hastein, Jason Smith will join David Cobb and myself today on Jeffrey Wright & Company. Jeff will be with Gabe at 5 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Back tomorrow for our work is done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke.
and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.